提摩太后书第四章第一节说，我在神面前并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐各样的教训责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且因而不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
2 Timothy 4:1 I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
这段圣经在我们教会呢，大家都非常熟悉。
This passage, I'm sure we are all very familiar with in our church.
如果你到我们教会一段时间，你都非常熟悉，我们常常提这段圣经。
If you've been in our church for a while, you should be very familiar because we often mention this passage.
那么为什么还要再讲这段圣经呢？
Why then do we still go through this passage?
我相信，你知道过去我刚刚从香港的改革中。改教500年的纪念会议回来。
And I'm sure you are aware that I have just returned from Hong Kong and I was preaching at the Reformation 500 conference.
那么每一次呢，我出门，我太太都说一句话。
Every time I go out, my wife will say this.
她说你把最好的给别人，自己的教会你没有把这些好的信息带回来。
She will say to me, you give the best to others, but you never preach the best sermons to ourselves.
所以我一定要记得要把最好的来送给大家。
So I must remember to preach to you my best sermon.
当然我们要用，今天呢，我们要用这段圣经来看宗教改革这件事情。
And today we want to use this passage to look at the Reformation.
然后呢，我们用这段圣经来看怎么样应用。
And then we want to use this passage to see how we can apply.
那么1517年的今年呢，其实就是在宗教改革，就是马丁路德宗教改革500周年的纪念。
This year is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's Reformation.
因为1517年10月31日，马丁路德把这个在德国的教堂威登堡上面贴了一张95条的条文。
And in October 31st, 1517. Martin Luther nailed to the door of the Wittenberg Castle Church his 95 theses.
那么这个呢，就改变了历史的洪流，那么就引发了一段的这个改革，中教会改革的行动。
And this, of course, changed the course of history and started the Reformation of the church.
很多人不明白他为什么会钉这个95条在这个教堂的门口，这个就是抗议，是不是？
Many people do not understand why he nailed this 95 theses to the door of the church. Was this a protest?
其实呢，不是的，因为当时候的人呢，他的教堂的门口就是我们的布告板，所以你如果仔细看的话呢，你会发现这个教堂这边呢，你看旁边有这个，这些都是那个其他的notice， 就是他贴什么都贴在那边。
Actually, he wasn't making a protest because in those days the church door was just like a notice board. And as you can look at this picture, while Martin Luther was nailing his 95 theses on the church door, there are actually other notices on the door as well.
而且他粘上去的呢是用拉丁文写的，所以不是给众人看的，是给那些专家们看的。
And his 95 thesis was in Latin, so it was not actually read by the public, but only for the professionals.
其实他不是要成立另一个宗教，很多人不明白。哦，你从这个宗教，这个马丁路德是不是要分裂教会，成立一个新的宗派、新的宗教？其实他不是的，他是要引起教会的圣职人员注意，要把教会改回来。
And many people who do not understand thought that Martin Luther has split the church and he wanted to start a new movement. But no, actually Martin Luther's intention was to get all the clergymen of his time to come together to debate and to reform the church then.
所以他是要改变，原因是他发现教会很多事情做错了。
The reason is because he realized that the church had erred in many areas.
很多事情、很多做法、很多神学、很多思想都错了。Many
of their practices, many of their theology is actually wrong.
所以我们要问他怎么知道教会做错？你是一个神父，你是一个牧师，你怎么可以说整个教会都错了呢？
And so we want to ask, how did Martin Luther, as a Catholic monk, was he able to say that the whole church was wrong?
原因是 当你读圣经的时候，你会发现圣经这么讲，你怎么做，完全违背圣经，我们就知道这是错误的。And
the reason is when you read the Bible and then you compare what the Bible says with what the people were practicing, you will know that what people does is not according to the Bible.
所以很重要，你怎么知道错呢？除非你读圣经，你不知道教会走对还是走错，讲对还是讲错，神学是对还是错，你完全不知道。 根据什么呢？根据圣经，除非你回到圣经，除非你读圣经，你不知道教会做对还是做错。So
unless you come and study the Bible and read the Bible for yourself, you will not know whether the church's theology or their practices are right or wrong.
所以宗教改革呢，是要呼吁所有的人，呼吁教会回到圣经，这个。 归回圣经才是最重要的改革的精神。So
the Reformation is actually appealing to everyone to return to the Bible, and this is actually the principle of the Reformation.
其实马丁路德不是第一个。Actually,
Martin Luther was not the first man.
在他之前，威克里夫，这个约瑟胡斯约翰已经是开始了。
And before Martin Luther, we have Wycliffe, and we also have John Huss, who actually started this.
在他之后呢，有慈运里还有加尔文。And
there's also Calvin.
其实呢，在他之前，这个胡斯约翰已经因着他已经起来讲这些话，就被教会当作是异端，被他烧死。And
before Martin Luther, John Huss has already risen and talked about all these things. But the church actually treated him as a heretic and burned him on the stake.
所以当时候很多人开始读圣经的时候呢，他才发现教会的教导是错误的。So
when people started to read the Bible, they realized that the church was wrong.
所以我要问你，请问我们教会做对还是做错？我们教导是对还是错？请问你，你知道吗？
So I want to ask you, do you know whether our church's practice is right or wrong? Do you know or not?
我们常常说，为什么有这么多宗派？为什么有这么多的这个基督教有这么多的这个宗派？是不是你们分裂？你连圣经都没有看清楚，你要说他们宗派对还是错？
And sometimes people criticize and say, why are there so many denominations in Christianity? Is it because they split or they were divisive? But I want to say to you, you need to know your Bible well, otherwise you cannot criticize them for dividing.
除非你好好读圣经，除非你知道圣经的意思，你不知道人哪一个对，哪一个错。Unless
you read your Bible properly, you will not know who is right or who is wrong.
所以这些改革家呢，都认识到一件事情，他们都就回到圣经。And
so all these reformers recognize one important thing, which is to return to the Bible.
宗教改革呢，最重要的就是回到圣经，才知道圣经是我们生活最高的标准。And
the Reformation, the most important thing about the Reformation is to appeal to all of us to return to the Bible as our highest standard in life.
在宗教改革里面有五大支柱。And
there are five pillars in the Reformation.
第一就是唯读圣经。Firstly
is Scripture alone or sola scriptura.
意思说，我们的信仰根基就是圣经，没有其他的，不是教皇，也不是教会的议会。
In other words, when we are talking about our belief, our faith is based solely on scripture alone and it is not on the Pope or any other creed.
所以这个叫做唯独圣经.
And this is sola scriptura.
唯独恩典的意思是说我们得救呢是完全神的恩典不是靠我们的行为.
And sola gratia means that our salvation is solely based on God's grace alone and not upon our works.
神的恩典赐到我们不是因为我们有什么好处.
God's grace has come upon us not because there's any good in us.
这个叫唯独恩典, 那么唯独信心意思说我们是靠信心得救而不是靠行为我们做一些事情来得救, 这是讲到救恩论。
And then when we come to sola fide, it means faith alone. And it is because of our faith, not because of our good works that saves us.
同样的, 唯独基督就是只有耶稣是唯一的道路真理跟生命。
And sola Christus, that is other than Jesus Christ alone, He alone is the way, the truth, and the life.
而所有一切呢都是为了神的荣耀。
And everything is for God's glory alone.
所以在改革中里面最重要都是唯独圣经、唯独恩典、唯独信心、唯独基督、还有唯独神的荣耀。
So in the Reformation, the five very important pillars would be sola scriptura, sola gratia.
但是我觉得最重要的就是这个唯独圣经。
But I find that the most important thing is sola scriptura.
因为如果不是唯独圣经的话，你怎么没有圣经？你怎么知道耶稣基督？你怎么说是凭信心？你怎么说是凭恩典？都是圣经告诉我们的。
Because without the scripture, how can we know that it is only by grace, only faith, only Christ? All this actually the scripture tells us.
如果你仔细的研究圣经、读圣经、明白圣经，你就知道。 神的恩典，我们信，我们是靠信心，是靠神的恩典，是靠耶稣基督，为的是神的荣耀。
And if you read the Bible carefully, then you realize that it is because of God's grace alone, and by faith alone, and by Christ alone, and all these things are done for God's glory alone.
所以宗教改革的最主要的精神呢，就在唯独圣经这句话里面。
So the most important spirit of the Reformation is to return to the Bible, which is by scripture alone.
所以什么叫做改革宗或者是什么叫做改革的精神，应该就是回归圣经，只有这一句话。
And so what exactly is the true spirit of the Reformation? It is to return to the Bible.
所以当马丁路德在面对教皇跟整个教会的指责的时候，他被受审的时候，在皇帝面前受审的时候，他说：“我只跟随圣经，我不跟随教宗，也不跟随一切其他的议会。”
So when Martin Luther was being interrogated before the king and the pope and the rest of all the clergymen and the cardinals, he said that he is only obedient to the Bible and not to the pope and not to any of the creeds.
所以他看到说唯独圣经才是最重要的。
And he says that the Bible alone is the most important.
所以你会发现在这里唯独圣经，我买了一只新的，所以不大会用。
And I just bought this thing and I'm not very familiar with that. So sola scriptura.
所以在这里呢，唯独圣经才是真理的真正的这个基础。
And sola scriptura is the foundation of truth.
那么他说宗教改革 reform 呢，就是真正的不是要成立另外一个宗派或者新的宗教，而是要使教会回到归正、更正、回到圣经的意思。
And to reform is not to start another sect, but rather to appeal to the church to return and to come back to the Bible.
所以归回圣经才是改革的精神。
So returning to the Bible is the spirit of the Reformation.
那么在这里呢，我稍微讲一件事情啊。
And let me say something.
因为我们常常，你知道，我们常常到中国去找这个培训。
And you know that we often go to China for training.
其中一个原因是我们都是中国人嘛。
One of the reasons is because we are all Chinese.
我们是华裔嘛。
And we are of Chinese heritage.
那么在中国，我们有这个责任把这个福音传给我们自己的这个的人。
And we have this responsibility to preach the gospel to our own people.
但是还有一个原因。
But there's one more reason.
你要知道吗？将来呢，世界上最多基督徒的国家是哪一个？你知道吗？
Do you know that which is the country with the most Christians in the world in the future?
很多人没有想到，当我讲这句话的时候，很多人都很惊讶。
And when I say this, many people are surprised.
在不久的将来呢，中国会成为全世界最多基督徒的国家。
In the near future, China will have the most Christians in the world.
啊, 这个呢, 不是我说的,
this is not what I say.
啊, 是, 这个是, 这个英国的报纸, 报道着,
and this was actually reported in the UK newspaper, Telegraph.
他说在15年后呢, 中国呢, 会成为世界上最多基督徒的国家。
And it reported that within 15 years, China will become the most populous Christian nation in the world.
在1949年, 中国只有100万信徒。
In 1949, China had only 1 million Christians.
根据调查呢, 到目前为止呢, 中国应该是有, 最保守的数字呢, 应该是有5000万的基督徒。
And according to most recent estimates, and it is a conservative estimate, there are about 58 million Christians in China.
但是呢, 他们预测呢, 这个是美国普渡的这个教授所研究的这个数字呢, 所以这个是非常有根据的, 是在2030年, 就是大概15年后, 或者是15年后, 应该是有2亿的基督徒在中国。
And by the professor's studies, this is a very reliable studies. In about 15 years' time, there would be about 247 million Christians in China.
而且那个2亿的基督徒会超越巴西, 会超越墨西哥, 会超越美国, 超越欧洲, 成为世界上最多基督徒的国家。
And this will exceed the number of Christians in Mexico, Brazil, United States, and Europe.
你可以不可以想象，现在已经很多基督徒了。如果这些中国的基督徒，如果有这么多基督徒，怎么样来培训他们，怎么样使到他们能够走在主的道路中，很重要。
So there are already a lot of Christians in China today. How to train them and teach them to walk in the path of God is very important.
而且有一份报告呢，非常特别。
And there's a very special report.
他讲到中国的异端。
Talks about heresies in China.
意思说在中国里面呢, 有的异端是他把中国里面最多的异端呢列出来。
So it actually lists down all the heresies in China.
结果你会发现呢, 中国里面呢, 第一个的就是东山闪电, 然后呼喊派门徒统一教, 这个血水圣灵教等等。
And we find all these heresies in China, such as the Eastern Lightning, the Shout, the Disciple Society, Unification Church, Bloody Holy Spirit, etc., etc.
所以我们发现一件事情, 这个是中国里面最多的这个,
And we find that the most heresies appear in China.
你知道它的特点是什么吗?
Do you know what is the special thing here?
如果你仔细看的话,
If you look carefully,
所有的这个异端都是 made in China.
All these heresies are made in China.
你不会觉得很奇怪吗?
Don't you find this strange?
当然讲到有异端的时候，我竟想到，哎呦，很多西方的把这个异端带进中国。后来发现原来不是，是中国都是国产的。
And we might think of heresies as being imported from Western countries, but when they actually did a research and they studied, they realized that it is all made in China.
所以你看到全世界将来在15年后呢，全世界最多基督徒国家是中国，而里面很多国产的异端，这个是很危险的事情。
And in 15 years' time, China is set to become the most populous Christian nation in the world, and yet they are also beset with locally made heresies, which is a very dangerous thing.
所以你看到很重要的是，我们必须要把这个福音传回去，而且把教会建立起来。
So we find that it is crucial that we need to preach the gospel to China and to build the church there.
所以马丁路德认识到这一点，马丁路德说，教会最需要的就是神的话。
And Martin Luther recognizes this, and he said that what the church needs most is God's word.
所以呢，我们所有的传道人、牧师呢，应该把最大的时间呢，在研究圣经跟传讲圣经这件事情上面。So
pastors and preachers need to spend their most time and effort in preaching the Bible.
那么讲台呢？他说讲台呢，应该是圣经的宝座。
And the pulpit should be the Bible's throne.
而且讲台呢必须在教会的中心。
And the pulpit ought to be in the center of the church.
如果讲台在教会的中心，而圣经就在讲台上面，神就在教会掌权。
And if the pulpit is in the center of the church and the Bible is on top of the pulpit, then God will reign in the church.
中马田就很知道这件事情。
Martin Lloyd Jones is well aware.
中马田当他第一次去到这个他的第一个教会做牧师的时候呢，他做的第一件事情就把这个讲台呢钉在这个教会的地板上面。And
Martin Lloyd Jones, the first thing that he did when he went to his first church to preach was to actually nail the his pulpit onto the ground.
直到那个教会这个讲台不能够被移动，所以神的话可以继续的传讲。So
that the pulpit will not be moved such that the word of God can be preached.
所以这个是非常重要的。And
this is crucial.
那么当然我们讲到改革的这个宗教改革的成功因素有很多。And
of course we can look at the success of the Reformation. There were a lot of elements.
有内在的因素，有外在的因素。There
were internal elements and external ones.
内在因素呢，就是整个天主教里面呢，非常腐败。
And the internal elements is because of the decay of the Roman Catholic Church.
整个天主教里面的组织非常混乱。
And the hierarchy in the Roman Catholic Church was in chaos.
你要知道在天主教呢，就是教会跟政治呢没有分开，是连接在一起的。 所以今天我们不大明白这些事情。
In the Roman Catholic Church, the state and the church was actually together, and today we might not be familiar with such terms.
但是呢，同时呢，当时候呢，因为有文字这个，有这个printing press 这个。 印刷术的发明呢，所以很多这个圣经，以前现在每一个人手上有圣经，以前的人手上没有圣经的。And
during those times before the invention of the printing press, many or most people do not have a copy of the Bible unlike today.
而且当时候呢，刚好不但是有印刷术，而且呢，同时呢，圣经被翻译成他们看得懂的语言，德文啊，这个法文啊，英文等等。And
with the invention of the printing press, at the same time, the Bible was being translated into the local language in French, in German, etc.
所以人才有圣经，才发现，原来教会所做的东西跟圣经是违背的。So
people started reading the Bible and realized that what the Roman Catholic Church did was different from the Bible.
你要知道当时候的教会呢。 第一，他们没有圣经；第二呢，他们听到的时候呢，不是用他们的原语言，而是用拉丁文。And
in those days, the people not only did not own a copy of the Bible, but when they were listening to the sermons, it was preached in Latin.
所以很多人看不懂，听不懂。
So many people did not understand, nor could they listen.
你知道吗？今天早上我们有小组的讨论。以前呢，当时候呢，不准这样讨论。讨论圣经是圣职人员，圣职人员可以读圣经、解释圣经，讲给你听，你不可以讲。
Yeah, and this morning, we actually had a Bible study in small groups, but in those days, such things were banned. Only the clergy could actually study and read scripture and also debate on scripture.
所以平信徒不可以有圣经，也不可以谈圣经，也不可以有小组。
The laity could not own the Bible, could not talk about the Bible, could not gather in discussion of the Bible.
而且呢，他们也不准唱圣诗。
And they were not allowed to sing hymns.
所以我们的弟兄Glenn是没有办法生存的。
And our brother Glenn would not be able to survive.
因为唱圣诗是圣职人员的工作。
Because to sing hymns was the work of the clergy.
但是呢，这些因素造成很多人对圣经、对诗歌完全不懂。
And because of all these elements, many people did not know about the Bible or the hymns.
当然，当改革马丁路德来讲说，人人就是信徒都是祭司的时候呢，原来我们可以读圣经，原来我们可以唱诗。
And so when Martin Luther preached that all believers are priests, it became a fact that believers can read the Bible and sing hymns.
所以宗教改革成功有很多因素。
So the success of the Reformation was due to many elements.
但是有一个因素我要特别提起来。But
I want to mention one thing in particular.
其中有一个很重要的因素就是讲道的因素。
And one of the reasons is due to preaching.
原来当时候的基督徒呢，当时候的神父呢，不讲道。In
those days, the priests do not preach.
所有的权柄都在教宗教皇的身上。All
the authority is on the pope.
而这个神父呢，只是做一些仪式，但是他们没有讲圣经这回事情。The
priest's role was to perform rituals, but not preaching.
所以很多时候人没有听到圣经，也没有讲解圣经。
So very often, people do not hear the Bible, neither do they understand.
所以, 这个改假教成功的其中一个原因，第一是归回圣经，第二是因为归回讲道。
So the success of the Reformation was built upon returning to the Bible and also returning to preaching.
马丁路德最出名的一个很重要的这个历史学家说，马丁路德最大的贡献就是他是一个讲道家，他很会讲，把圣经讲得很清楚。
And a historian actually said that one of the reasons why Martin Luther was successful was because he was a preacher and he preached in a way that people could understand.
而且马丁路德认识到一个事情，就是教会里面讲圣经、传讲圣经是非常重要的。
And Martin Luther recognized that to preach the Bible in the church is crucial.
所以这段这边我引用了这段是拉丁文，他说：“当你听到神的话语传讲的时候，你肯定纯正的教会就在那里。”
And this is translated from Latin. When you hear the word of God being preached, then you know that is the true church.
如果没有其他的迹象呢？只要有传讲神的话语的地方，就有神的教会。有神的教会的地方呢，不可能没有神的话语。
Even if there are no other signs, but as long as the word of God is preached, there is the church of God. And if there is no word of God being preached, there is no church of God.
所以这个就是改革家里面认为最重要的事情呢，就是圣经，圣经就是皇帝，在教会里面，圣经就是圣旨。
And this is what the reformers talk about, that the text or the Bible is king.
所以呢，在这个19、20世纪一个很出名的历史学家专门研究马丁路德，他说呢，马丁路德的宗教改革成功的原因是归功于讲道 preaching and the preacher.
And so there are also other historians who studied the reason why Martin Luther's Reformation was successful, and is due to preaching and the preachers.
所以越来越多人认识到，原来当时候讲道是不普遍的，很多人根本不知道圣经，也没有听过圣经。
So more and more people came to know that in those days preaching was not prevalent. Many people have never heard about the Bible or heard it being preached.
所以宗教改革是什么意思呢？是当马丁路德、加尔文这些人读了圣经，明白原来圣经是这个意思，教会所做的是错的。
And so when the reformers like Martin Luther read the Bible, they realized that what the church did was wrong.
是啊，但牧师知道，但是会众不知道，这样怎么能够改引起这么大的宗教改革，不但引起改变整个国家，改变整个欧洲，改变整个世界。
But if the pastor knows, but not the congregation, how could it achieve such a great change that changed the course of history and the world?
真正的改变是因为那个传牧师知道之后呢，他讲圣经，解释圣经，所以信徒知道之后呢，才影响了整个世界，改变了，所以成就了这个宗教改革。
The real change came about when the pastor understood the Bible and then he preached it to the public and let the public know that this is what the Bible teaches. And when they all come together to realize that the Bible says this and the church does that, then they start to reform.
所以整个教会，所有的信徒才能够看见改革的重要。所以这个历史学家说，宗教改革跟讲道跟 preaching是相辅相成、互相依赖的关系。
And so when all the people started to learn that this is what the Bible says and they start the Reformation together, that was causing the Reformation to be successful. And so the historians, when they studied this, said that Reformation and preaching actually goes together.
所以我的意思是说，改革宗教改革成功，第一，他们看到圣经的重要，他们归回圣经；第二，他看到讲道的重要，他归回讲道。
So the success of the Reformation is because the people recognize that it is important to return to the Bible, and it is also important to return to preaching.
不但是归回讲道，是圣经归回释经讲道，讲解圣经的这回事情。
And not just returning to preaching, but return to expository preaching, meaning explaining the Bible.
甚至历史学家讲说，当时候的所谓释经讲道呢，只有马丁路德这样做，一说当时候没有人做，马丁路德是用一个最新的方式来讲圣经，这个叫做释经讲道。
And again, historians studied this and they found that in those days during Martin Luther's time, nobody practiced expository preaching. And when Martin Luther did that, it was considered a new form of preaching.
所以当时他说，只有马丁路德单枪匹马 single-handedly 把释经讲道给他起死回生。
And so the historian recognized that Martin Luther single-handedly brought expository preaching to life.
所以你看到这个是马丁路德改教成功的一个很重要的因素，就是归回圣经，归回讲道，归回释经讲道。
So the success of the Reformation was because Martin Luther actually focused on returning to the Bible, returning to preaching, and returning to expository preaching.
怎么样可以证明出来呢？
How can we prove this?
你看到马丁路德的讲道就可以知道。
If you look at his preaching, you'll see it.
因为主日早上五点钟他讲书信，十点钟讲福音书，下午讲解旧约。
Because on the Lord's Day, beginning 5 a.m. in the morning, he preached the epistles. At 10 a.m., he preached the gospels. And at noon, he preached the Old Testament.
我五点钟我可以来的，不知道有多少人可以来。
I can come at 5 a.m., but I'm not sure how many of you will turn up.
10点钟他讲福音书，下午他讲旧约。
So 10 a.m., he preached the gospels. At noon, he preached the Old Testament.
我们的教会大概知道，我很想开始晚上的聚会，但是我也不知道有多少人会来。
Some of you might know that it is my desire to start an evening service, but I'm not sure again who will turn up.
那么在周一到周二呢，他讲要理回答，要理问答。
And on Mondays and Tuesdays, he goes through catechism.
那么周三呢，星期三呢，他讲解马太福音。
On Wednesday, he preached the Gospel of Matthew.
星期四呢，他讲解再一次讲解书信；星期六呢，他讲解约翰福音。
Thursday and Friday he preaches the epistles again, and on Saturday he preaches the gospel of John.
所以你看到马丁路德所讲到呢，都是用圣经讲到。
And you can see that Martin Luther kept preaching from the Bible.
那么加尔文也是这样。
Calvin did the same thing.
他早上呢，主日早上呢，他讲新约下的这个星期主日他讲解新约，但是在周一到周五呢，他讲解旧约。
And he preached on the Lord's Day from the New Testament, but on weekdays the Old Testament.
结果呢，他《使徒行传》讲了189篇，《帖撒罗尼迦》86篇，《哥林多前后书》186篇，《教牧书信》86篇。
And he preached 189 sermons on Acts, 86 sermons on Thessalonians, 186 sermons on the Corinthians, and 86 sermons on the pastoral epistles.
当然还有《创世纪》123篇，《生命记》200篇，《约伯记》100篇。你看到吗？都是用圣经讲到，一篇一篇，一章一章，一节一节的来讲。
And of course, Genesis 123 sermons, and so on and so forth. And he basically preached through the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
所以这个就是圣经逐章逐节或者顺序的圣经讲道。
And this is actually a systematic preaching of the Bible.
或许我们叫做在拉丁文叫做 lectio continua， 意思说是一章一节顺序的圣经讲道。
And in Latin, they call this lectio continua. In other words, chapter by chapter, verse after verse.
最能证明呢嘛，这个加尔文是按照逐章逐节的解呢，是有一件事情。
And the most important proof that Calvin preached chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and it is due to this one event.
就是1538年。
In 1538,
政府不准他讲道。
The government banned him from preaching.
结果他三年不能讲道。
And he was banned. He was banished for 3 years.
三年之后，1541年，他回到自己的讲台的时候。
In 1541, 3 years after he was banished, he came back to his pulpit.
那他讲什么呢
？What did he do? What did he preach?
他就是讲上一次三年前停止在那一届，他讲下一届。
He continued from the next verse.Where he stopped 3 years ago.
所以你看到吗？他的讲道呢是顺序一章一章的讲解圣经。
So he preached through the Bible chapter after chapter.
如果你不好好的把圣经一章一章的讲，那个人每一个信徒怎么能够明白整本圣经呢
？If you do not do that, how can every Christian understand the entire Bible?
保罗说他把神的道传的全备，怎么传的全备呢？如果你没有系统，你没有按部就班，你怎么能够传的全备呢
？Paul said he preached the entire counsel of God. If he has no system and it is not chapter by chapter, verse by verse, how could it be complete?
最有权威的这个加尔文的这个专家呢，他说加尔文最大的侍奉就是讲台的这个圣经讲道侍奉。
And the most important historian who recorded Calvin's work says that Calvin's most important contribution is his expository preaching from the pulpit.
而且呢，他讲道之后呢，有他请了一个人呢，专门把他的讲道全部抄下来。抄完之后呢，他把他的讲道变成释经书。
And he also hired a scribe to actually write down everything that he said from his sermons, and in the end became a set of commentaries.
所以今天你有加尔文的这个释经书从创世纪到启示录。
So today we have Calvin's commentaries from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
其实没有到启示录，启示录他没写他已经死了。
Actually not Revelation, because before he reached the book of Revelation, he died.
所以他有整套圣经除了启示录。
So he has all the way from Genesis until Jude, but not Revelation.
马丁路德也是这样。
Martin Luther was the same.
你知道吗？在改革中，在改教里面呢， 除了马丁路德教文， 还有一个很重要的人物就是慈运理。
And other than Martin Luther and also Calvin, there is also this other guy who is very famous.
有历史学家认为加尔文的讲道呢，其实是跟慈运理学的。
And there are historians who believe that Calvin's preaching is actually learned from Zwingli.
在这个瑞士的这个他的教会慈运理的教会呢，他的门口呢有一个牌匾。
And in the church in Switzerland, before the church, there's this tag.
他的门口那边写1519年慈运里的侍奉从这边开始。
And it says in 1519, the service of Zwingli started here.
所以他在那里呢，他就从那一天1519年1月1日，从那一天开始，放弃以前的讲道方式呢，用释经讲道法。 讲解，从马太福音开始讲解。
And on 1st January 1519, Zwingli stopped his former way of preaching and he started expository preaching from the book of Matthew.
从马太福音开始讲，讲了6年，把整本新约讲完。
And from starting from the book of Matthew, in 6 years' time, he preached through the whole New Testament.
谢谢。 你看到我们教会都很爱我，又给我水，又给我糖吃。
You can see that our church loves me, gave me sweet and water.
所以这三个人呢有什么特别呢？
So what's so special about these three people?
这个马丁路德、加尔文和慈运理有什么分别呢？
Martin Luther, John Calvin, and Zwingli.
他们的共同点是什么呢？ 他们的共同点都是释经讲道。
And their common point is they all focus on expository preaching.
所以你会发现呢，今天我们讲释经讲道，不是发现，是回去原来他们发现。 教会当时候的天主教做错很多事情，为什么呢？他们没有根据圣经来做。
And they only realized the Catholic Church was wrong in those days because they compared it with Scripture and realized that it was not consistent.
所以今天呢，我要鼓励每一个人，你们多么有幸福，多么多有福气，今天有圣经在你手里，你可以自己研读。 知道所讲台所讲的，知道教会所做的合不合乎圣经。
So we want to appeal to everyone that today you are very blessed because everyone has a copy of the Bible that you can read for yourself to see what the pulpit teaches is right or wrong.
所以释经讲道重要吗？
So is expository preaching important?
非常重要，为什么重要呢？
Why is it important?
我们必须要知道。
And we need to know.
所以我们必须要解释什么叫释经讲道，释经讲道为什么这么重要。
And we want to explain what's the meaning of expository preaching and why is it important.
所以呢，我们还没有讲下去之前，让我稍微做一个简单的解说。释经讲道是重要，是因为圣经本身很重要。
And before I tell you what expository preaching is, we want to look at why this thing is important because the Bible tells us that.
因为圣经有使我们有得救的智慧，这个提摩太后书3章15节。
The Bible is very important because 2 Timothy 3:15 says it is able to make us wise for salvation.
当我们讲圣经的时候，圣灵会用圣经让我们明白圣经而得救。
When we preach the Bible, the Holy Spirit will use the Bible to convict our hearts such that we might be saved.
所以当我们传讲圣经呢，神圣灵会用圣经来引导会众。
So when we preach the Bible, God, the Holy Spirit will use the Bible to lead the congregation.
第二，圣经很重要，为什么呢？神的话语呢？神的话语，圣经呢，就是生命。因为主耶稣自己说，我对你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。约翰6:63。
The Bible is important because Jesus himself said that the word of God, the Bible, is Spirit and life, John 6:63.
今天我们很多人很想知道什么叫生命。
Many people today want to know what is life.
今天我们要知道为什么人活着为什么。
And we want to know what's the reason that we are alive.
很多人不明白。
Many people do not understand.
很多人要自己想,
and they want to figure it out themselves. Or some people, they don't bother.
因为苏格拉底这么说, 一个不节自我检讨的生命是一个不值得活的生命。
Because Socrates said this, a life without reflection is a life that is not worth living.
你知道你为什么活着吗?
Do you know why you are living?
圣经里面告诉我们活着的原因。
The Bible tells us the reason that we are alive.
很多人喜欢哲学。
Many people love philosophy.
但是你从人生的哲学里面能够益处人生的道理吗?
But from human philosophy, are you able to find out the meaning of life?
苏格拉底认为人生的目的呢，就是为了认识自己。
Socrates thinks that the meaning of life is to know oneself.
但是陶苏啊，神的一个仆人说，如果你不认识创造你的神呢，你根本不认识自己。
But Tozer, God's servant, says that if you do not know the God who created you, then you do not know yourself.
什么叫做人生?
What is life?
苏格拉底说，人生的目的就是追求自认识自己。但是苏格拉底的徒弟呢，柏拉图认为不是。人生呢的目的呢，是为了什么呢？是为了追求知识。
And Socrates thinks that it is for to know oneself, but his disciple, which is Plato, thinks that otherwise. He believes that it is to pursue knowledge.
柏拉图认为人生就是要追求知识，但是柏拉图的学生呢，他的学生却认为不是这样。And
Plato thought that life means pursue knowledge, but Plato's disciple did not think so.
阿里士多德认为人生呢，其实是要道德才是最重要的。Aristotle
thought that it is morals that's most important.
你看人生啊，哲学，人生到底什么？除了圣经，没有人能够告诉我们。
Actually, other than the Bible, no one can tell us the true meaning of life.
大家认识一个哲学家叫做叔本华，叔本华认为人生就是痛苦的。
And there's this other philosopher who says that life is actually pain.
但是呢，我们发现另外一个作家叫做在圣经里面有提到伊壁鸠鲁认为人生不是痛苦，是应该要追求快乐。
And we also find the Epicureans who follow Epicurus from the Bible, and they find that the life is about seeking pleasure.
你看到哲学家不断的寻找，不断的寻找，都找不出答案。
And we find that philosophers are always searching, but they have no answer.
但是主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
But Jesus said, I'm the way, the life, and the truth.
如果你放弃这个，你没有办法找到人生的目的。
If you forsake this, you will lose the meaning of life.
所以尼采,
so,
存在主义的这个大师尼采,
Nietzsche, he's the father of existentialism.
他说什么？人生根本没有意义。
And he says that life is meaningless.
如果你不承认圣经，你不承认神的话语。
And he says, if you do not recognize God, if you do not recognize His word, then life is meaningless.
所以你会发现，神赐给我们是什么呢？生命呢？只有创造的神才给我们意义。
So you realize that you can only get true meaning in life from the God who created us.
怎么知道呢？原来神的话说，我跟你讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
And that's because Jesus said, the words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life.
除非你回到创造神的，创造人的神，看他给我们他的旨意，我们根本没有办法在人生里面找到意义。Unless
you return to the God who created you, and you otherwise you will not be able to find true meaning.
所以神的话使我们有生命，神的话使我们成长。God's
word gives us meaning and life. God's word causes to grow.
彼得前书2章1节讲，他使我们的生命成长。
And 1 Peter 2:1 says that the word of God will help us to grow up.
不但是讲神的话使我们成圣，大家都很熟这些经文，所以我们讲得很快。
God's word also sanctifies us. We are all very familiar with all these passages.
约翰17:17，主耶稣的祷告说：“求你真理用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。”
John 17:17, when Jesus was praying, he prayed that God sanctify them in the truth. Because your word is true.
神的话能不但使我们成圣，神的话可以建立我们。
And God's word does not just sanctify us, it also builds us up.
我们讲过很多次了。
We've been through this many times.
我们的教会叫做恩道堂。
Our church is called Grace Bible.
有没有圣经根据啊？
Is it biblical?
有，使徒行传20:32，我要求大家背。
And yes, of course, it's based on Acts 20:32. You should all memorize this.
保罗在离开以弗所的时候讲这句话，他说：“如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，恩惠的道，这道能建立你们。”
Before Paul left the Ephesian church, he actually commended the Ephesian elders to God and said he is commending them to the word of God's grace, which is able to build them up.
你看到吗? 我们很重要的讲道, 讲神的道, 因为这个道能够建立我们。
So we preach the word, because this word can build us up.
而且呢, 这个道呢, 圣经呢, 可以使我们完全, 提摩太后书3章16节。
And this word of God, the Bible, can make us complete, 2 Timothy 3:16.
这些大家, 我们都讲过了, 所以我们讲得很快, 最后最重要的, 神的道,
and we have gone through all these verses before, that's why we are speeding through. And one of the most important things is God's word in the future will judge us.
约翰12章18节, 他说, 我所讲的道在末日要审判他。
John 12:48, the word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day.
所以圣经很重要, 圣经为什么重要呢? 它使我们有得救智慧, 它使我们得生命, 它使我们生命成长, 它使我们成圣, 它可以建立我们, 它可以使我们完全, 最后呢, 祂要用神的道来审判我们。
So the Bible is important because it gives us wisdom to salvation, it gives us life, it causes us to grow, and it sanctifies us, it builds us up, it causes us to be complete, and it judges us.
所以我们必须要用圣经来讲道, 所以圣经讲道是最重要的。
So we have to use the Bible in our preaching, and expository preaching is important.
所以彼得说, 我们要以专心祈祷跟传道为事。
And so Peter said, we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
所以保罗说, 在我还没有来的时候, 你跟提摩太说, 你一定要以宣读, 宣读神的话, 劝勉教导为念, 自等到我来。
And Paul wrote to Timothy and said to him that we must give attention to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation and to teaching.
什么叫做释经讲道呢?
So what is expository preaching?
讲释经讲道就是要你打开圣经, 然后讲解圣经, 然后呢, 要你遵守圣经。
It is to expose or open the scripture, to explain the scripture, and to exhort us to obey the scripture.
所以最终呢, 全部都是要我们讲神的意思, 把神的意思讲出来, 然后, 然后要劝勉, 解释给你听, 然后劝勉你, 按照圣经的意思生活。
So we have to open up the scripture, expose it, and to explain it properly that you can understand, and lastly, to exhort you to obey.
但是今天很多人说, 讲道有三种啊, 你讲释经讲道是只有其中一种。
And today, many people say there are different types of preaching. Expository preaching is just one type.
有些人说, 是讲道可以有主题式讲道, 可以有经文式讲道, 可以有释经讲道。
And some people say there's topical preaching, there's textual preaching, and there's expository preaching.
像我的问题是说, 你主题讲道不用解经, 不用从圣经来。
Then I'll ask the question, when you preach on a topic, does it mean it doesn't come from the Bible?
那么你释经讲道不用有主题。
And then when you have expository preaching, you don't need to have a theme.
你不用有经文,
you don't need to have a text.
所以很多时候我们发现这样的分类呢, 根本没有用处。
And we find that this kind of categories is useless.
但是很多人说, 哎呀, 你讲没有用, 我们要听名人讲。
But some people might say, that's what you say, we want to listen to the experts.
但是呢, 我告诉你看, 这个名人啊, 这个就是, 这个 John Stott, 斯托德认为, 他说什么呢? 他说, 我要告诉你, 我不肯接受, 有人说, 讲, 释经讲道, 是讲道中的其中一种, 他说, 我不默认这些事情, 不可以把释, 讲道, 变成许多讲道中的一个, 他说讲道, 只有释经讲道, 才是真正的讲道。
And John Stott, a very famous preacher, says, I cannot myself acquire in this relegation of expository preaching to one alternative among many. It is my contention that all true Christian preaching is expository preaching.
你要知道这个是一个很出名的这个作家也是很出名的很多这个福音派都在跟随他的作家这个作家说讲道只有一种就是释经讲道没有第二种。
And this is a very famous preacher, and many evangelicals actually read his books and follows his teachings. He says that there is only one type of preaching, which is expository.
美国南美浸信会神学院也是这么讲，他说讲道不是很多种的一种，它只有一种，就是圣经讲道，没有第二种。
And Al Mohler, the president of Southern Baptist Seminary, says that there is not many different kind of preaching, and the expository preaching is only one. No, there is only one type of true preaching, which is expository preaching.
加尔文神学院的这个一个教授也是这么讲，所有的讲道呢都是释经讲道，若不是释经讲道，就不是讲道。他说的。
And a very famous professor also at Calvin's Institute says that all true preaching is expository preaching, and preaching that is not expository is not preaching.
啊, 当然还有很多啊,
and many others.
我可以引很多的人告诉你,
I can quote a lot of famous people who say the same thing.
所以你会发现, 这个, 今天呢, 我们听到有很多种讲道, 其实不是只有一种, 这些专家都告诉我们只有一种。
So today, people say that there are many different kinds of preaching. Actually, no, there's only one kind of preaching that is true.
但是呢，我们只要一这么多人讲都没有用，我们只要一把声音告诉我们就可以听到。
Actually, all these people saying is still not as powerful as this one voice.
因为圣经本身告诉我们必须要用讲解圣经。
Because the Bible itself tells us to preach the Bible.
所以刚才我一开始讲说，这段圣经我们大家都很熟悉，所以我们不用花很长时间，我们就可以讲了。And
at the beginning, I said that we are all very familiar with this passage, so we need not spend too much time on this.
为什么要用圣经讲道呢？
Why do we have expository preaching?
因为神的话, 圣经告诉我们, 不要传道, 这几个字。
Because the Bible, God's word, tells us to preach the word.
所以在这边我们就看到圣经讲道的命令。
And we see the command to preach.
因为我们刚才已经读了这段圣经说, 神的, 他说, 保罗自己说, 我在神面前, 并在审判死人活人的这个基督耶稣面前, 并凭着他的显现跟他的国度, 嘱咐你, 不要传道。
Because Paul wrote to Timothy in this epistle, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word.
所以第一节讲这么长做什么呢? 其实他在宣誓, 我在法庭上宣誓, 我在神面前, 我在耶稣基督面前, 在他的国度面前, 我要死了, 我要离开世界了, 我要被教殿了, 我告诉你, 奉主的名, 告诉你, 不要传道。
And in such a long sentence, Paul is actually using some kind of legal speech like courtroom, and he is testifying before God, before the Holy Spirit, before Jesus, and he is going to die soon, and he commands Timothy to preach the word.
所以在这里看到他说, 勿要传道这个在语言学里面, 这个就是一个命令。
And the word preach in the original is actually in the imperative form.
不但是他给我们看到讲道的命令，他也给我们看到讲道的方式。
Not only is there a command to preach, but there is also the manner of preaching.
怎么样呢? 他说你讲道的时候要用有权柄的宣告, caruso就是宣告。
And caruso actually means to proclaim.
所以这个传字的意思是指什么呢? 是传话，他这个 报信的人或者传话的人或者发言人或者是一个使者，他我们中国人叫做传令官。
And this is a messenger or spokesman or herald.
我们中国了，皇帝出去传圣旨道的时候怎么传呢？奉天承运，皇帝诏曰。
It's like the king that is issuing an edict and the messenger bringing the edict.
意思是什么呢？这圣旨道他 讲话传道的人不是讲自己的意思，不是讲自己的观察，不是讲自己的看法，是讲圣经神的话这么说。
And the person bringing the edict would say in the name of the king. So in a similar manner, the preacher is saying this not by his own authority, but is saying that this is by God's authority.
所以 caruso 他的意思是有高声、大声、有权柄的。 传讲不是我的意思，是神的意思，是差我来者的意思，这个意思他要告诉你的。So
caruso actually carries the meaning of proclaiming with a loud voice and with authority that this is not from me, but this is from God.
而且讲的时候要完整的讲，不更改的讲，不可加不可减，不可以按照自己的意思，要完全按照差我来者的意思讲他清楚。
And to proclaim it, it has to be complete. It cannot be cut off or it cannot be added upon. And it is not according to the speaker, but according to the person who sent him. Today you see that the pulpit of the churches are not like this. If you write me a letter, if you write a letter to my family, And in your letter, there is one theme and there are three points.
那么我选其中一个我要讲的，我告诉我的家人，我把其他的不讲，我想讲的讲其他的不讲，请问我没有把你的意思传达清楚。
And if you write such a letter to me and my family with three points, but I only chose one of the points and tell it to my family, then have I conveyed your wishes properly?
如果我这样讲，你知道我这样讲，请问我有没有把你的意思讲出来？
And if you know that I did that, then I want to ask you, would you say that I have conveyed your message properly?
你一定很生气的，你没有把我整个意思，你选择要讲。今天我们知道理工要的家人就是这样，你讲这个没有讲那个讲，你抽这个没有讲那个，是不是这样？今天我很明白这件事情。
And if you find out, you'll be very angry that I pick and choose. In fact, we know that the Lee family feel is like this. They are picking and choosing things that to focus on.
你没有把整个图面表现出来，你就是选你要讲的东西。
They did not present the whole picture, but they just choose what they want to talk about.
今天我们讲到是不是讲神这么生气，我抽要讲，其他的不要讲。请问我们有没有把神的话完整全备的福音讲清楚？
And if we do the same today when we preach, we just pick and choose verses that we like and preach, then have we preached the entire counsel of God?
当我们这样讲的时候是断章取义。
When we do this, we are preaching out of context.
我们有没有把整个图面全备的福音讲得清楚？
We have not presented the whole gospel in a complete picture.
这样我们就不是一个好的这个传道者，或好的一个牧师，传这个传话的人。
Then we are not a good pastor, we are not a good speaker or messenger.
在旧约里面，先知希伯来文这个拿比的意思，同样的意思，就是指他是一个传话，但是他传是神的话，神的话很多时候是指将来的事情，所以把它叫做先知。
And the Hebrew word translated prophet, the Hebrew word Navi actually translated prophet is actually a messenger, but because he was speaking of things to come, so they call him a prophet.
所以你会发现，传道的人、讲道的人，不是讲自己的意思，不是讲自己的观察，不是讲自己的看法。
So the person who is proclaiming or preaching is not preaching his own insight or his own ideas.
他的责任是准确的传讲他神给他的意思，就是圣经的意思，完完整整的讲出来。
And his responsibility is to preach the meaning that God had intended accurately.
他是代表主人，他不可以发表自己的意思。
He is representing the master. He is not giving his own opinion.
所以讲道不是演讲。
So preaching is not public speaking.
因为演讲我可以讲我要讲的东西，讲道传道讲道是讲我猜我来者的意思告诉你。
Public speaking, I can be delivering my own ideas, but preaching is giving the meaning of the person who sends me.
所以讲道呢是讲圣经原本的意思。
So preaching declares the original meaning of the Bible.
所以我想这个很重要。
And this is important.
我相信我还有很多要告诉你。
Actually, I have a lot more to say.
不过我知道我们时间不多。
But I know our time is limited.
但是我就简单的把我们其实这段时间我们大家都很熟悉。
Actually, this passage we are all very familiar.
所以我们看到传道呢，传就是讲到他的命令，还有他的方式。
And so we see the importance of preaching in the command of preaching and the manner of preaching.
传什么呢？传那个道，那个神的原本的 intended meaning.
And what is the content of preaching? It is the intended meaning of the author.
就是圣经本身的意思。
It is the original meaning of the Bible.
所以巴克认识神这个作家，他说讲道呢就是让经文讲出他的意思，我们成为经文的出口。
And Packer, the author of Knowing God, says that the preacher is the mouthpiece of the scriptures.
所以讲道呢不是讲我的意思，是讲圣经本来的意思。
So when we preach, we are not preaching our ideas, but we are preaching the original meaning of the Bible.
所以我这些我就不讲了哈。我讲这个重点是这段圣经，其实你们都很熟悉我的这一堂道。
Actually, I am going to skip through all these things because you are familiar with all these things that we have said before.
因为在香港，他给我一个半小时。
Because in Hong Kong, they gave me an hour and a half.
我相信你的肚子已经在叫了。
But I believe your tummies are exclaiming.
因为我听见了。
Because I heard it.
所以呢，我们就简单一点。
So let's simplify this.
我们回到圣经。
We have to return to the Bible.
你看这段圣经。
Look at this passage.
如果你看这段圣经呢，他说。 第四章第一节说：“我在神面前，并在审判死人活人的基督面前，吩咐你，这个就是命令。”
And verse 1, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead. So this is the command.
务要传, 传就是宣告的意思。
Preach the word, in other words, proclaim.
道呢就是它的内容。
And the word or the scripture is the content.
你接下来看, 他说, 无论得时不得时, 你看到吗?
And verse 3, Verse 2, be ready in season and out of season.
这是讲什么呢? 这是讲传道的时间。
And this is about the timing of preaching.
时间说, 得时也好, 不得时也好, 你都要讲。
In season or out of season, you have to preach.
所以他的意思说, 你非讲不可。
In other words, you must do it.
你要听我也讲, 你不要听我也要讲。
Whether you want to listen, I will speak. If you do not want to listen, I will still preach.
为什么呢? 接下来他说什么呢? 因为时候要到, 人要厌烦纯正的道理, 耳朵发痒, 就随从自己的情欲, 增添好多师父, 焉而不听真道, 偏向欢愉的, 的这个, 这个言语。
Because the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine, teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
这个在讲什么?
What is this saying?
这个讲到, 讲道的迫切性。
This is the urgency of preaching.
因为将来人不爱听, 你更要讲, 因为神的话已经没有办法听了, 你更要讲, 更迫切, 要把神的话讲得清楚。
Because there will come a time when people do not want to listen, so you must preach it now, and it is urgent.
最后呢, 他说, 最后一点是什么呢? 他说, 你要保, 这保罗告诉提摩太, 你凡事要谨慎, 忍受苦难, 做传道的功夫。
And lastly, he says to Timothy, as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
所以你看到吗? 他讲到, 很重要的, 你要跟别人不同, 但是你要跟别人不同, 你要尽你的本分, 这个叫做传道的知识, 或者是责任, 或者 accountability.
And he's saying to Timothy, you must be different from the others. When you preach, there is accountability.
所以你看到这个重要吗?
So can you see that this is crucial?
马丁路德为什么能够把这个宗教改革成功呢?
Why was Martin Luther successful in the Reformation?
因为他归回圣经。
Because he returned to the Bible.
因为他归回什么呢? 讲道。
Because he returned to preaching.
而且呢, 因为他归回释经讲道。
And he returned to expository preaching.
宗教改革的精神是归回圣经。
The spirit of the Reformation is returning to the scriptures.
宗教改革的方法是释经讲道。
And the method of the Reformation was expository.
在拉丁文里面有一句话,
and in Latin there's this word, this phrase.
它这句话是sampa reformata, 意思说教会要继续不断的改革。
Sampa reformanda, which means the church needs to be continuously reforming.
教会呢, 马丁路德开始了, 我们要继续归回圣经, 继续的改革, 继续的归正, 将来呢, 到主面前才能够交账。
Martin Luther started the Reformation, but we need to continue the reforming so that we can give an account to God in the future.
所以改教是什么呢? 改教成功了没有?
So is the Reformation successful already?
我告诉你, 还没有。
Not yet.
他开始了。
He started.
马丁路德加尔文, 迟运已经开始了。
Martin Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, they started it.
来到500年之后呢, 我们要继续改下去。
And 500 years later, we need to continue this Reformation.
这就是宗教改革的精神, 继续归回圣经, 继续看我们还有哪里做得不好, 继续改下去。
And this is the spirit of the Reformation. We continue to read our Bibles, see where we have gone wrong, and continue the Reformation.
所以我们要大家好好读你的圣经, 知道我们做, 我们活在, 是不是活得根据圣经神的话。
So we want all of you to read your Bibles carefully and properly, and see whether you are living according to God's word. And this is the spirit of the Reformation. And this is why 2 Timothy 4:2 tells us to preach the word. And let us obey the Bible, God's word. Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Paul's letter to Timothy, and that you have given us this command to preach the word. We ask that you will help Help us to do this, and help us to be continuously reforming ourselves using your word, that we will read your word for ourselves, and we also pray that you will continue to use this pulpit, use our pastor as he preaches your word, and whether here in our church or in China, that you will continue to bless his ministry in Jesus' name. Amen.